I'm Kimberly Adams in for Kai Rizdahl. Think about your favorite social media site. Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, whichever you prefer. You've probably checked it at work before. And when all of us do that, what does it mean for our overall productivity? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
Some people, definitely not me ever, but some people check social media at work.
Oh God, a lot. Mostly Instagram.
It's definitely like 3-4 hours a day. It's not pretty.
Instagram, Facebook.
I just look at stuff.
These are all people we talk to in New York. They don't want their bosses to know how much time they spend on social media at work, obviously. So the question is all of this making us less productive than we would otherwise be?
And I think every time my boss turned her back, I was on my phone and not being productive and doing what I needed to do.
Because this is actually legit part of a burning question in economics. Why aren't we more productive? And I mean productive in the economic sense. How much do we produce per hour worked in the economy?
Well, the amazing fact is productivity growth has actually been falling over the last 50 years.
Nicholas Bloom is a professor of economics at Stanford. Productivity is growing, just at a slower and slower rate. So in the 1950s, annual productivity growth was near 4%. In the 90s, it was about 2%. Now it's about 1.3%.
It's particularly bad since the mid-2000s, so the last 10 to 15 years. And the reason this is such a surprise is we're surrounded by amazing new technology, but we just don't see it in the productivity numbers.
So literally, is part of this because we are on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube all day?
That's actually a surprisingly tricky question.
Eric Brynjolfsson is director of MIT's initiative on the digital economy. Tricky because it depends on whose productivity you mean. If you're talking about an individual's productivity, then actually, from an economist's perspective, being on social media may mean people are more productive.
It's good for them. They have a more pleasant job. They're spending more time consuming things. And if they're still delivering what they promised it to be delivering, then our economy is actually more productive than we thought.
Hear that? We are so productive that people can be on social media and still get their work done. But this kind of productivity doesn't show up in official economic calculations because social media is free, so it doesn't get measured no matter how much you might enjoy it. So maybe, Brynjolfsson says, the official productivity numbers would be higher if they took this into account. Still, that leaves the question of whether our companies' and businesses' productivity growth has been slowed because of social media distractions.
It doesn't look like it's the biggest problem with productivity.
Robbie McDonald is CEO of Rescue Time, a company that helps people be more productive at work.
What we see is on average, people spend about 18 minutes a day on social media. And if you add in 12 minutes a day on news, that's about a half hour.
Other estimates by economists say it could be higher, an hour. Either way, McDonald says companies don't really come to him as much as they used to, all worried that employees are on social media too much. The productivity drain that he sees is related but different. It's interruption from email, chat, even work-related stuff.
And if you divert yourself from a task, the amount of time that it takes to refocus on that task can be anywhere from about 6 to 20 minutes.
There's one last thing that makes this question of worker productivity and social media especially hard to figure out.
There has definitely been a trend over the past several years of more and more work leaving the office with people.
It's hard to figure out if productivity growth at work is slowing because we're taking work home with us.
The way that it's difficult during the day to switch off from your personal life, it's becoming just as difficult to switch off from your work life at home.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as I wake up, I'm looking at emails. And before I go to bed, I'm looking at emails.
Mickey Winter there is a tech worker in New York. So maybe we aren't doing more at work because we're doing it at home. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.